This is Jay Sekulow. Last week, it was the phrase "under God" removed by NBC as part of the pledge. And now Eugene, Oregon says the Pledge of Allegiance at city council meetings? Too controversial.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The city of Eugene, Oregon should begin each council meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Well, apparently that's too much for a mayor who feels the pledge is too divisive, and one city council member who believes those who want to recite the oath to flag and country should do so in the privacy of their own homes.
Now, the other councilman who voted against even the compromise compared saying the Pledge of Allegiance to reciting the Communist Manifesto before every council meeting.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
People can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or their backyard. Or it's really doesn't help move the city's business forward. It does not unite us.
And of course, this whole controversy comes on the heels of the flap involving NBC and their U.S. Open coverage. They omitted the words "under God" in a montage in which kids were saying the pledge and shots of golfers and doing their thing. Later, NBC came back and apologized, saying they forgot to put in the words "under God." Well,
I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy. I think you're crazy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. You know, as we're getting ready to celebrate July 4th, our Independence Day, the beauty and value of America, the uniqueness, the exceptionalism of our country, our way of life, our Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance, too divisive. This isn't even just, by the way, a focus of the word "under God." This is the Pledge of Allegiance being deemed to be too divisive for Eugene, Oregon. It does not move the business of the city forward. You know, last week, as we reported, NBC, of course, omits the words "under God." But in Eugene, Oregon, even mentioning the Pledge of Allegiance is a constitutional crisis. No, even worse than that, it's divisive. We're taking your phone calls. How important is it as we celebrate the men and women serving our country to be able to recite that pledge without apology, without being embarrassed, and not being deemed divisive? 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, this is getting a lot of attention already.
Yeah, I was called into Fox News last week to talk about this, and I'm in the article that mentioned about basically this vindicating the whole discussion about Judeo-Christian heritage being under attack, that things like the pledge are divisive. And we have the Eugene mayor saying the flag stands for that people don't have to be compelled to say. That's true. But then you have a resident of Eugene, which is a very liberal place. So you say, "I pledge allegiance," and right there, I don't care for that language. It sort of means loyalty to your country. Well, I feel loyalty to the entire world. Another member of the city council, Betty Taylor, compared it again to reading from the Communist Manifesto. It's unbelievable, folks, not only that they don't want to say the pledge, but to the extent they've gone to attack the Pledge of Allegiance. When they said they would compromise and say the pledge around important national holidays like July 4th, they tried to do it in a meeting this week. The council voted that down even after the compromise, saying, "No, we'll wait till mid-July because it's just too soon to say it at the council meeting this week."
Let me play for you soundbite number 12. This is the city councilman for Eugene, Oregon, George Brown. Listen to how nasty his tone really is.
People can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or their backyard. It's really doesn't help move the city's business forward. It does not unite us.
It does not unite us. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But they want to read instead the Communist Manifesto? I think not. So what have we done? We've got a letter going off to Eugene, Oregon. We want you to sign on to it. And it says, "Keep the pledge as part of your form of opening ceremony for your city council meeting. And let's let Eugene, Oregon know how strongly you feel, not just about under God, but the entire Pledge of Allegiance." Jordan's going to give you the number. Sign on to that letter today.
You call now 877-989-2255. As we get close to the July 4th holiday, we honor our men and women who serve. We are proud to be Americans. Call now 877-989-2255. It unites us.
It's become open season on the Pledge of Allegiance. Just days ago, NBC cut out the phrase "under God" from a televised segment. Now, the city of Eugene, Oregon says the Pledge of Allegiance is too divisive to recite before each city council meeting. Instead, officials have put the pledge on the shelf, limiting its voluntary recitation to only four times a year. One city council member said the pledge, quote, does not unite us. Another compared the pledge to the Communist Manifesto. It's time to stand up against this outrageous reaction to the pledge. Join with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a powerful message to Eugene, Oregon. The Pledge of Allegiance is a time-honored part of our nation's history and heritage. It should be embraced, not shunned. Take a stand against this political correctness now. Add your name to our letter of support. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Call now and we'll send you a copy of Foundations of Freedom. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
People can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or backyard. It really doesn't help move the city's business forward. It does not unite us.
So those are the words of the city councilman. It does not unite. It's talking about the Pledge of Allegiance in Eugene, Oregon. Now, let me read you a quote from the U.S. Court of Appeals, folks. I'm reading a quote from the U.S. Court of Appeals for, ready for this, for the Ninth Circuit, the most liberal circuit court of appeals in the United States. The Pledge of Allegiance serves to unite our vast nation through the proud recitation of some of the ideals upon which our republic was founded and for which we continue to strive. One nation under God. The Founding Fathers believe that the people of this nation are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, indivisible. Although we have individual states, they are united in one republic. With liberty, the government cannot take away the people's inalienable right, and justice for all. Everyone in America is entitled to equal justice under the law, as is inscribed above the main entrance to our Supreme Court of the United States. Those are the words from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. But apparently, that is not good enough for the folks in Eugene, Oregon. So, your American Center for Law and Justice last night went to work on this situation as we do. We have crafted a letter. It's up on ACLJ.org, as well as some information about this case. We are demanding, very simply, and letting them know that having the pledge is not unconstitutional. That's what they also, it's divisive. It doesn't unite us. Nonsense. I want American exceptionalism. I want us to be proud of who we are. My grandfather came through Ellis Island to get to this country in 1914. We need to be proud of who we are and stand with our men and women that are defending freedom right now and the vision our founders had for a United States of America. You want to sign on to this letter? We want to let Eugene, Oregon know. And we can be we're the watchdog in a sense on this one, folks, and this is where we need your help. Sign on to this letter. Have your voice heard. 877-989-2255. We're going to celebrate Independence Day, July 4th. Let's celebrate our nation's exceptionalism and let Eugene, Oregon know, don't read the Communist Manifesto and compare that to the Pledge of Allegiance. 877-989-2255 or the brand new website at aclj.org. But folks, have your voice heard on this. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And Jordan, you just got some information.
That's right. The city council has been a little bit of pressure. You know, Fox News led with this story. It was a story they played throughout the day, and they'd been working on it since last week because this is pretty shocking stuff when you hear that a city council meeting, it gets so divisive over saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Of course, this follows what happened with NBC and Under God, and this should be something that unites America, not something we have to debate at our government. and at our local level, state level, or the federal level, they've now tried to push back and said, listen, we voted to allow the pledge at four national holidays, meetings close to those, the Memorial Day, Flag Day, Veterans Day, 4th of July. But when someone tried to get it before the 4th of July weekend, when they asked to do that, the councilman who was asking to do that, they voted it down, said that was too soon to have the pledge. We'll do it July 11th. The fact is that they've limited the Pledge of Allegiance to four times a year. That's their compromise. And the only reason they did that is because of the outrage that they're receiving from not just people who live in Oregon, but from around the country who saw that story on Fox News yesterday. And the real comments, remember, again, nothing is made. These are live comments made on camera by the council members and made to reporters that we're playing and reading out to you.
And folks, again, we want you to take direct action. We're going to take your calls in a minute. But again, sign on to this letter now. Have your voice heard. Let Eugene, Oregon know. You know what? Let's not be embarrassed about the Pledge of Allegiance. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And we encourage you to sign on to that letter going to Eugene, Oregon now. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Let's go to Rollin calling from Oregon Online 3. Rollin, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Rollin.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I actually, at the moment, I happen to be exactly halfway between Los Angeles and Eugene on Interstate 5. I'm in the process of moving, apparently from one very liberal city to another. I didn't have a chance to hear Fox News yesterday, but as I'm driving up here and catching your show, this is the first time I've heard about this issue. And as somebody who's about to be a new resident of Eugene, I am thoroughly appalled. And I can promise you, I'm not going to sit down and take that. I'm going to get involved and take action.
Well, that's when you know, this is action at the local level. And Roland, we appreciate you calling in. But this is local action. And this is where you got to engage us on the local level. I've got our lawyers working on this last night. We approved it this morning. We got it out the door. Letters going out. We now want signatures on it. ACLJ.org is a great way for you to do it. By the way, Jordan was on the air on this. Go to ACLJ. You got to check out the new website, folks. It's really incredible. But look, this is where we say as Americans, as we're celebrating July 4th, why are we complaining about who we are as the American people? Why are we saying, gee, you know what? This doesn't unite us. This serves as it's like reading the Communist Manifesto. You know what? My grandfather left Communist Russia. I mean, give me a stinking break here. I mean, this is absurd. And we're going to let these people do this like this is a flashback, a bad flashback, I might add, to the 1960s? No. You know what? We've got wars on multiple fronts. There are people out there trying to destroy us. I've got relatives that came to this country to escape persecution. I've got other relatives that died in concentration camps. So you know what? I am proud of America. I love America. We need to stand up for America. Again, take direct action. Let Eugene, Oregon know. You know what? Sorry, don't read the Communist Manifesto. I think they should prohibit reading the Communist Manifesto as part of their city council meeting. But you know what? That's up to them. But the idea that you're going to say the pledge does not unite us, my goodness, even the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals says it does. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And by the way, the legal work done, American Center for Law and Justice. On TV on this issue, the American Center for Law and Justice. We are out there doing this, and we're doing it because of you and your support, and we thank you. But again, folks, have your voice heard, aclj.org. Or 877-989-2255. I want to send an Independence Day message to Eugene, Oregon again. 877-989-2255.
Barbara's calling from Washington State on line 5. Barbara, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I listen to you guys every day, and I support everything you do, but I do want to defend George. He is my niece's husband, and he's a very gentle man. He is not a nasty person.
Not saying he's nasty. I understand you're emotional because he's a family member. Not saying nasty. I'm just playing his words. And his words, I don't like. I mean, the idea that people can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or backyard, or, oh, it really doesn't help move the city's business forward, it does not unite us. He may be a nice guy, but and it sounds like he is. You know him. He's a family member of yours. But, Barbara, you can't just give everybody a pass when they make these statements about the country we live in. That's my concern here.
He's not the one who was suggesting the Communist Manifesto.
No, that was somebody else. But let me play both, so I want to be fair here. Let me first play. This is what your relative said, and this is soundbite number 3.
People can say it in public if they want, in their front yard or their backyard. Or really doesn't help move the city's business forward. It does not unite us.
Now, granted, he did not say, and you're right about that, the Communist Manifesto line. That came from another member of the city council. But I want you to know, Barbara, we've got to let people know where they stand on it. I mean, he could have voted the other way. And by the way, Jordan, people did. City council members did vote the other way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you had it was a 5-2 vote. The compromise is that they'll say the pledge a few times each year around holidays. They, again, stopped saying the pledge before this weekend's July 4th holiday. They'll do it a week later. But what you saw was the – and what gets these city council members in trouble, not only that they're voting against the Pledge of Allegiance, which, let me just be clear, they did. They did, 5-2, voting against the Pledge of Allegiance. And the sad thing is, folks, we keep saying, you know, Eugene's very liberal. This should not be an issue where a liberal is anti-pledge, a liberal is anti-America. If we've gotten to that point where a place that's very liberal thinks that the Pledge of Allegiance is not uniting and I'm not really pledging loyalty to America, I'm loyal to the whole world, which is what another city council member said, that is the real trouble here, is that I wish we weren't having to say liberal, but let's be honest, this wouldn't happen in red state America.
No, it wouldn't, and it shouldn't be happening, Jordan, as you said, in Eugene, Oregon either. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I want to encourage you to check out the brand new website at aclj.org. You can join our Facebook. You can follow Jordan on Twitter, which everybody should be doing. We're really excited about the launch of this brand new website. And a lot of people are supporting the work of the ACLJ online, and we encourage you to do that as well. And I want to let you know that we're excited about this brand new website launching. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back. But, Jordan, who do you have coming up on your broadcast today?
It's a very interesting – we have Mara Vistendahl, who wrote the book Unnatural Selection, which is about sex-selective abortion and the missing 160 million women around the world, specifically in Asia and Eastern Europe.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating as the issue of abortion and life, of course, front and center. All right, folks, we're taking a break. When we come back, more of your calls. Let me encourage you to do this. Everybody that's listening to me, let's send a message right now to Eugene, Oregon. Let's make it really clear. It's done professionally. We've done a nice letter. It says the Constitution supports the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance. This idea that it doesn't unite us is contrary to the Ninth Circuit's own decision, which Eugene, Oregon's supposed to be following. Even the Ninth Circuit has agreed with us on this one. So everybody, as we get ready to celebrate this holiday, you go to your phones. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But again, 877-989-2255. Standing up for the pledge, standing up for America, American values. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Time to take a stand again. 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It's become open season on the Pledge of Allegiance. Just days ago, NBC cut out the phrase "under God" from a televised segment. Now, the city of Eugene, Oregon says the Pledge of Allegiance is too divisive to recite before each city council meeting. Instead, officials have put the pledge on the shelf, limiting its voluntary recitation to only 4 times a year. One city council member said the pledge, quote, does not unite us. Another compared the pledge to the Communist Manifesto. It's time to stand up against this outrageous reaction to the pledge Join with the American Center for Law and Justice and send a powerful message to Eugene, Oregon. The Pledge of Allegiance is a time-honored part of our nation's history and heritage. It should be embraced, not shunned. Take a stand against this political correctness now. Add your name to our letter of support. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Call now and we'll send you a copy of Foundations of Freedom.
It's a little ironic at times, and I've been interested to see those who have often championed the idea of tolerance be less tolerant on this question.
That's Councilman Mike Clark. He took the contrary position. He agreed with us that the Pledge of Allegiance should be given. You know, they talk about tolerance, like he said, but you can't be tolerant of the Pledge of Allegiance. By the way, I want to be clear. This is not a fight about just under God. This is the entire Pledge of Allegiance that Eugene, Oregon's saying, oh, gee, we don't think it's appropriate. It's divisive. It doesn't unite us. And I'm going to read you again from that first sentence of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. The Pledge of Allegiance serves to unite our vast nation through the proud recitation of some of the ideals upon which our republic was founded and for which we continue to strive. And then it breaks down each one. In fact, do we have guys posted this letter online? We need to make sure. Yeah, it is. ACLJ.org, folks. Great little history of the Pledge of Allegiance. You need to take a look at it. It's a really good report. So, again, if you want to sign on and join with us in this important fight, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You're signing your name to this letter that we're sending out to Eugene, Oregon. We actually have sent the letter, and we'll be adding your names to it. And many, many of you have already done so. So 877-989-2255 or the brand-new website at aclj.org.
Ronnie's calling from Maryland, on line three. Ronnie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yes.
Hi, Ronnie.
Thank you all for what you're doing. Thanks. I have a comment on
sure.
this. As far as NBC, they threw out the godless in the pledge trial balloon to see how that would fly. So it goes from that to now the entire Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
Okay, if you want to be liberal in the Marxist socialist values, whatever it is, have the moral courage now to say what you are. This is not a right-wing conspiracy. It's the left being...
Hey, look, I agree with you. But, Ronnie, here's the thing. They're not hiding it. They're saying, and I don't think we have the soundbite on this one, the Communist Manifesto. I don't think that was... I think it's reported in the newspaper. I don't know if we have the sound on that. We don't. But and maybe we'll be able to get it today or tomorrow. But I'm not sure she said it on air, but it was reported. They're not hiding who they are. They're saying Communist Manifesto. That's what should be read. It would be the same thing. NBC did try it, but look what happened to NBC. You're talking about pulling back. Boy, they won't be editing the Pledge of Allegiance again, let me tell you. And that's because you spoke out. And the same thing's going to happen here and why we're so encouraged. Back to the phones we go. Hey, Jordan, you know, you got a lot of – we're going to be talking, actually, with members of Congress in the next couple of weeks, a lot of the Prayer Caucus people. As these issues continue to develop, this is really resounding in Washington.
Yeah, it is. I mean, people realize this, again, vindicates all of us who talk about Judeo-Christian heritage being under attack, whether it's Freedom From Religion Foundation out of Madison, Wisconsin, another very, unfortunately to say this, liberal college town, Eugene, Oregon, with the Pledge of Allegiance controversy that they created for themselves. I mean, let's be honest. A council member proposed it. It would take, 20 seconds out of their time. No one's forced to say it. The people of Eugene are not going to care about it. And they could have moved on. They decided to make it a controversy. They knew Fox News was going to show up. They did the interviews with the Fox News reporter.
Because
they
knew
wanted the American people.
Yeah, they wanted
that's
it.
Right. That's right. They wanted to take these kind of stands. I mean, a councilwoman, that's Betty Taylor, really compared. This is true, folks. Compared saying the pledge to reading from the Communist Manifesto. And again, the other council member who is George Brown, has been so honest about it, says it doesn't unite us. This stuff, we're not making this up. When we talk about the attacks on the Christian faith by Freedom From Religion Foundation, we talk about the attacks on our heritage by NBC and we look at what's happening in Eugene. This is exactly what we were talking about. We may win in courts, and we are, and we do, but we have to also win the culture battle and the battle for minds.
Absolutely.
And these experiences, these examples show us where we're having trouble, and that's in the heart of liberalism.
All right, folks, so let's go to the heart of liberalism and let them know that the American people, like the Pledge of Allegiance, aren't embarrassed about it. This, as I said, broader than even the Under God challenge here. This is the entire pledge. You go to your phones, you sign on to this letter, and you're taking a stand for our values, our freedoms, and our liberty as we celebrate Independence Day. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget to check out the brand new website at aclj.org. I encourage you to do that right away. By the way, I just got an email from the American Civil Liberties Union. They are selling their Freedom T-shirt. So while they're selling their Freedom T-shirt, I will assure you, because they have, they're opposed to the Pledge of Allegiance because, in their view, it's divisive also because of under God. But in the view of Eugene, Oregon, I guess the ACLU would be even moderate because they say it's divisive, period. Again, 877-989-2255. Who's next?
Christopher's calling from Oklahoma on line two. Christopher, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Christopher.
Hello, Jay. Hello, Jordan. First of all, I'd like to say I appreciate what you guys are doing at the ACLJ.
Thanks.
You know, last week, Jordan, you were on the point of view talking about the under God thing, and shortly after you got off, I got on there. And, you know, the same soldiers that fight for our rights to say the Pledge of Allegiance, they also fought for the rights to not say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Right.
And furthermore...
But, you know, you're not compelled... No one's saying, by the way, it's a good point you raise, Christopher, no one's compelling you to say the pledge. We're just saying you don't get to veto it for everybody else. You don't have the, you know, the lone dissenter or three people saying, we don't want to do it. And that's exactly what's happened in Eugene, Oregon, unfortunately. So go ahead, Jordan, who do we have next?
Yeah, we'll get back to the phones. I think, and Christopher is right to push back. I've seen some liberals who've commented to me on Twitter saying, it's unconstitutional to force people to say the pledge. That's not what this is about. This is about a city council opening their meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Whoever wants to participate can. Whoever doesn't, they don't get impeached. If they're elected, they don't lose their office because of it. And citizens don't have to do it as well. There's a long history of that in the United States of those dissenters. The difference is just cutting out the pledge altogether. Linda calling from Illinois on line three. Linda, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Linda.
You know, this is America. This is really ridiculous. And we need all to stand up. You know, I wanted to ask, we need to vote these guys out of the council.
Well, you'd certainly do in Oregon. Now, you know, Linda, this is local politics. And you've got a very liberal agenda in the city council there, obviously. But as we've been pointing out, you cannot let these things go by and say, well, that's just a problem in Eugene, Oregon. Because the reality is this becomes a national problem in the sense that people really think you could do this. You could say, this is divisive, therefore it doesn't represent American values. We're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance here. You can't do that. You can't allow that to be part of the process. That's where you have to fight back. And the American people are doing just that. And in just a moment, I'm going to let you know how you can do it. We're just going to have a day or two to do it here, obviously, but we're encouraged about that. Let's try to get one more call in, Jordan, before the end of the broadcast.
Yeah, let's go to Chris calling from New Jersey on line four. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
These people are elected by the people, and they have a constitution. They take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. They need to do a recall election and a vote of no confidence to those members of Eugene, Oregon.
You know what's going to happen? For that to happen, the American people are going to have to get outraged, and the citizens of Eugene, Oregon are have to say, we're not going to tolerate this kind of action. And that's what I'm hoping will happen. But, Jordan, that becomes a local political issue, and we've got to create a national. There already is a national story on this. It has to be focused like a laser beam the next couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, they're feeling the pressure. That's why they released those statements on their city council website. They're hearing from people across the country. We want to make a bigger impact than a couple hundred phone calls that they've received. So call right now, especially as we're heading into the July 4th holiday celebrating America's independence and those who fought and die and continue to fight and sacrifice their lives so that we can continue to celebrate our independence. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And I want you to know the ACLJ were on the front lines of all of this. When this story broke, Fox News called us to get our comments late last week. So we are on the front lines even before these stories break. Call now, 877-989-2255. Get this letter off to Eugene, Oregon, and their city council. Let them know we're not going to stand for comparing the pledge to the Communist Manifesto. 877-989-2255. I just can't believe how under attack the Pledge of Allegiance has been the last 2 weeks.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Secchio Show. Jordan Secchio provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Secchio Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansecchio.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Secchio Show via email, info@secchio.com.